In 2018, the Ministry of Defence became one of the 250 organisations that have signed the Care Leavers Covenant. A promise to provide support for care leavers aged 16 to 25 and to help them live independently. Since then, Defence has been working hard to live up to that standard and to raise awareness of the assistance available to care leavers of all ages who are serving in the armed forces. We've been exploring the experiences of people serving who have a care background and what they've learnt along the way. Lieutenant Colonel Tracy Wright first entered the care system at the age of 3, but she knew very early on that the army was where she wanted to be.
When I was quite young, I used to walk past an army cadet sort of hut quite a lot, and I was sort of desperate to get involved in the army cadets. And at the time, I think the age restriction was 12. So as soon as I turned 12, I joined the Army Cadets and stayed with the Army Cadets until I joined the Army.
And how do you think being an Army Cadet helped you, benefited you, given that you had been looked after in care from quite a young age?
It gives you something that you want to do for you, and it's something you can sort of immerse yourself in. And that's certainly what I did. I mean, probably not right, but there was the odd occasion where I used to sort of not go to school so that I could prepare lessons for the following evening at Army Cadets. A fantastic youth organisation that really does pull kids from all forms of backgrounds together and gives them sense of belonging and sense of being part of a team.
What is your overriding memory of your experience of being in care?
Well, it's mixed. I was in and out of the care system from the age of 3 till the age of 16. I think that's probably what drew me to a career in the armed forces, because that was quite chaotic, in and out, different places each time. Then the army cadets became that sort of one stabilising factor with the same group of people and the same friends.
And so, as you say, it was a very easy journey from cadet to joining the army. Do you remember when you made that transition? What was that like?
No, I loved it. I got sent, they oddly gave me a bus ticket from Scotland to Winchester, which was very odd, but I remember turning up. I remember my first day as if it was yesterday. I was just so keen to start. Exciting times, and I met some fantastic people, many of which I'm still in touch with today. I remember my platoon corporal walking into the room where I was the only person there, and she turned around and stormed out, and I heard her shout, "Unbelievable!" And it turns out years later, because she's now a friend of mine, that she went to check what age I was because I looked so young, she didn't think I was old enough to be in the army.
Do you laugh about that now?
Yes, absolutely, always, yeah. I've still got my rail card picture from when I first joined, just to remind me how young I did look.
And in those early months, how did you find military life compared to your life in care before?
Brilliant. Everything was structured. You knew what you were doing because you had a programme to work to, and you had your section or your platoon that you worked with. So everything was regimented, organised, and less for things that happened within certain activities. There was no surprises, so it was great.
You mentioned structure there. Just how important was that for you?
At the time, I was probably too young to even think about it. But looking back, even now, you just have to go in my work outlook calendar because I like everything to be there so that I know what I'm doing. So structure is really important.
Is there anything that you know now or have learnt as your career has progressed that would have helped you then being a care leaver in the military?
I think on reflection, I mean, I've been in 26 years now and I've sort of gone on a soldier journey and then an officer journey. I think looking back, I probably was a bit of a closed book in that I don't think many people, if at all, would have known I'd come from a care background. But actually going forward, there are lots of people just like me out there that perhaps if I hadn't hidden it so much, then could have found more people with more common interests and supported them through joining the army, etc.
And what has being in the army taught you?
You really can meet friends for life. And actually, the army's taught me that no matter where you came from, what your beginnings were, the army really, the world is your oyster. I mean, I think that's one thing the army needs to, and probably the services need to jump up and down a bit more about. If we were to look at social mobility, then we're not too good at patting ourselves on the back for being that fantastic social mobility employer.
Up to this point, what are you most proud of?
Well, last year I went to the palace with my husband and son because I was awarded an OBE. And although I get embarrassed about it and get told off all the time for not putting it next to my name, that was one of the most memorable and just amazing experiences ever.
Can you describe some of the emotions that you felt on that day?
Embarrassed to be standing out in front of lots of people, but then immensely proud to walk in the front gates of Buckingham Palace in my uniform, and then for Prince William to be pinning a medal on my chest, that was just amazing. And for my little boy and my husband to be sitting watching, that was fantastic.
Who had nominated you, do you know?
Yes, it was my previous boss when I was in the PERS Directorate. So it was Colonel Steve Davies, who was my immediate boss, supported by the then Brigadier Sean Nesmith, who's now General Sean Nesmith, General Ivan Jones, who would have been DPERS at the time.
And you've discussed that with them, and what did they say was the sort of the clincher as to why they put you forward?
General Sean would always say that if you want a difficult job doing and doing right, give it to Tracy Wright. So, but it was really the uplift of the Commonwealth recruiting campaign, trying to get some policy and some legislation aligned with the ministers to make sure that we could open up our recruiting to more Commonwealth personnel.
That's wonderful. Well done, you. Huge congratulations. You mentioned there your son, your boy and your husband. How do you balance a family life with a forces life?
My husband's really flexible. It's been really great. We sort of bounce off each other, and because we had our son later on in our marriage, then a bit of a shock because you are regimented in everything you do, and then all of a sudden you've got this little baby that throws everything off. But we've just worked together as a team. If I've gone away anywhere, Jason's been in charge and been the lead for James, and then if he's been away, vice versa. So just having a really supportive team.
And how do you go about preparing for time that you will be spending away?
I mean, just be really honest, always honest with my son, well in advance, let him know I'm going to be going away and how it's for, but critically how I'm going to communicate with him while I'm away.
How do you think a career in the military might particularly benefit a young person, and particularly a young person who might be in care? I mean, you might look at your son and think, gosh, don't know what path you're going to take, but there will be some people in care who might listen to this and think, wow, you know, I quite fancy working quite hard and maybe getting nominated for an OBE. How do you think your particular career path would benefit a care leaver?
It's the realisation that the army has so many opportunities, and because if there's a job in civilian life, then there's likely to be a job of that ilk in the army or that trade in the army. And it's also looking at people like myself who've come from that background that perhaps we've not had the best start in life, but actually you've just been able to come into the army and be yourself and take yourself down the path that excites you the most.
And why is it important for you personally to continue to increase awareness of care leavers?
I think it's, as I've gone up the ranks more, I think there's not a great understanding across the army of exactly where we recruit our personnel from. And I don't know if the statistics are correct. I was speaking to a friend who worked at the Army Foundation College in Harrogate, and it was, I think, 20-ish percent, perhaps more, of the intakes at Harrogate are care leavers. But also it's the understanding that commanding officers and units all understand what the duty of care is for people under the age of 18. But they're certainly not aware, or it's not common knowledge, that if you're receiving a care leaver to your unit or your organisation, that you may have an obligation to have an even longer duty of care for those individuals up to the age of 25. And I don't think that's commonly known out there.
Thanks for listening. For more information about care leavers in the military and their first-hand experiences, listen to the other episodes in this series.